1988.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free as we launch into the third hour of the program. We're going to talk about prostitution to start things out here. In fact, teenage prostitution. Sometimes when you bring up the issue of legalization of prostitution, one of the objections that people come up with is, well, what about sex slavery? I mean, aren't you concerned with sex slavery? Because, you know, if prostitution's legal, then people could be, in, you know, maybe more easily enslaved. I've heard this objection be brought up. I think it's nonsense, first of all, because right now you've got a problem with sex slavery. Right now there are people, men usually, who will kidnap women from, say, Eastern European countries. They will then take them to other countries, and they will then enslave them into the sex trade, and they'll force them to work for them.
They'll do it in countries where prostitution's legal, though, Ian. I don't understand how you can say that this isn't that's not relevant.
Yeah, I think that as an argument, I would say that it's a legitimate concern that sex slavery could happen, because if what I've seen is dancing at go-go bars is legal, but I know that some dancers are brought in from other countries and basically kind of slaved into it, where they think they're coming over for one reason and then they get kind of caught up into this other thing. But really the big part about that is because immigration is so difficult because of the government, that's why they have to go through these, jump through these hoops, and they get these people who kind of bring them over under the guise of like, oh, you just work for us for a little bit and then everything will be okay, and then they kind of get caught up in this big mess. That's really a function of the immigration policies. But I do think it's worth a concern that it could happen. But you're right that it happens now with it being illegal.
Well, many of the government's regulations, whether we're talking about the United States or really what I'm thinking about at this point is European countries, Western European countries, will drive up the cost of prostitution. So because they've got these zoning rules and only so many brothels and, you know, this kind of thing, it basically they constrict the number of people who can, do business as a prostitute. Because you really have to ask yourself, I believe firmly everybody's a prostitute. We just need to meet their price. I'm not kidding. I absolutely believe this. So therefore, you can't, you know, everybody's got their price. So what's the problem here? Let's just be realistic about this. Mm. And if you allow people to do business in this way, you know, some of them are going to have higher prices. Some are going to have lower prices.
Some people have no price at all.
Well, some people wouldn't, but few. So if you have, you know, if you have somebody doing it for $50 an hour or $50 a go, I assume they just call that an hour, a professional hour, as it were. If you have somebody doing it for $50 an hour, I don't think that you'd have the incentive to do the bondage prostitution that often occurs when it's $200 an hour. It undercuts the supply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's certainly true that sex slavery can exist in a legal market, and Mark, you pointed out that it does,
exist, yeah,
in a legal market, but it also exists, and I think to a greater extent, in an illegal market, because when things, when prostitution is prohibited, then it's all underground. Every bit of it's underground. Every person who's engaging in the transaction, the girl to the guy or the John, because sometimes it's male prostitutes, so the prostitutes and the Johns, it's very, very infrequently that the females are the customers. But, the guys who buy the prostitutes and the prostitutes, they're all operating underground. Everybody's subject to being arrested, and everybody's, you know, subject to being prosecuted.
So you can have no so-called legitimate competition, and that's the problem that you're talking about.
Right, and so because everybody has to operate underground, there's no way to out somebody.
Police
who's
them, right. I mean, this is really what it comes down to, is if the police can check on, or, you know, whatever protection agency or organization, NGO, whatever it might be, is going to check on the gals on a regular basis, you're going to ferret out who's dealing, who's being enslaved and who's not. But at this point, the women have every reason in the world to fear the government.
Sure, you might even, maybe the customer doesn't want to, they want to have sex with somebody who's consent wanting to have sex for money. They don't want to have sex with someone who's enslaved to have sex for money.
The customer may not know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right now, the customer may not know. But if it was a legal thing to do, if it was not prohibited, then they would be a lot easier for them to know.
And many people who are against legalization of prostitution will absolutely paint Johns as evil people because they should know that everybody who's a prostitute is, you know, being held in human bondage. And this is nonsense. You could see interviews from the Bunny Ranch and things like that. Absolutely. I mean, you have to ask yourself, would you not participate in a sexual act for a certain amount of money? And if the answer is yes, then duh, everybody who's doing it isn't a prostitute.
Wait, everybody who's...
I'm sorry, everyone who's doing it isn't a human slave, I should say.
Right.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the supermajority...
Everybody's a prostitute.
The supermajority of prostitutes are in it consensually. Now, some of them are in it consensually for some reasons that maybe are less than desirable. For instance, some of them are in it because they want to pay for a drug habit. I mean, so some ladies do enter the trade because they're hooked on drugs and they know somebody who can get them some Johns and then they can make some money that way and buy some more drugs.
Lots of money, and that allows, you know, them to be successful drug addicts.
Yeah. But the other thing to look at here, and I haven't even gotten to the news about why I brought this up, but the other thing to consider is that it would be interesting to find out in a legal prostitution marketplace how many of the prostitutes that are enslaved are underage prostitutes. Because you think about it, you were talking about the supply, right? So because the supply is legal in certain places, any woman who wants to or man who wants to enter into the business of prostitution can do so, bringing prices down, competition bringing prices down, bringing quality up. But if there's a restriction on who can enter into the marketplace, say only people under the age of 21 or over the age of 21 or over the age of 18 would be allowed into this business, well, that restricts the marketplace on people under that age. And whether it's uncomfortable to you or not to think about it, the fact is I saw an episode of Oprah. I remember back when I was working in retail, I was watching, you know, and I was on break and they got the daytime television on. And the story was I was a teenage prostitute and they had teenage girls who were talking about how they were operating their own prostitution business. Now, this was in the United States. They weren't doing it as a slavery thing. They were doing it as a money thing. You know, they wanted to buy clothes and purses and things like that. And they figured that, well, I can't go get a real job because the government prevents me from going to get a real job at most ages as a teenager. So, well, we'll just go ahead and sell sex to all kinds of men who are willing to pay all kinds of money for it.
It's probably pretty easy work if you don't run across the wrong John.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, Johns can be abusive, dangerous, possible, very, very dangerous people. So there is that concern.
But concern is best addressed in the legal brothel paradigm.
Right. So the idea, though, the what was put forth on this Oprah show was that, boy, thank goodness these police officers came along and they found these girls were running these teenage prostitution rings and they took them in and they arrested them and they taught them a lesson. And, boy, if we didn't have the police out there to protect them, what would their lives be like now? Well, that takes me to the news from the El Paso Times, where an El Paso County juvenile probation officer has been charged with working with a regional sex trafficking ring in which gang members allegedly forced, you got it, teenage girls and women into prostitution. Tim McCullough, age 28, was arrested by the FBI and Homeland Security Investigations agents on charges of conspiracy to commit sex trafficking and sex trafficking of a minor, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Roger Martinez, the head of the Juvenile Probation Department, said he was advised by lawyers not to disclose any information about the agent. McCullough, who is jailed pending a detention hearing on Friday. This is a fresh case. The news just came out yesterday. Authorities said the case is linked to an incident in March in which El Paso police arrested two suspected pimps after they allegedly beat a woman at the Super 8 Motel on Gateway East. The U.S. Attorney's Office said that McCullough is charged along with five suspected members of the Folk Nation Gangster Disciples Street Gang.
Now, by the way, I don't think you'd have this situation of people being beaten, women being beaten for, you know, I assume bad work ethic or whatever is the, you know, the claim there. Because, you know, what do you do in the marketplace if you've got an employee that doesn't live up to your standards?
You give them notice, and then you fire them.
That's right.
So we'll tell you more about what this guy did. Again, he is a probation officer. This is a police officer who was involved in a sex trafficking ring involving both women of adult age and teenagers. So these are the people who are supposed to protect people from sex slavery, but yet, what do you do when the police themselves are the ones enslaving people? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and sure, you can trust the police to keep your teenagers safe from sex slavery, at least until the police are the ones enslaving them. We'll continue with the story here in a moment from El Paso. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you want to share your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Maybe you think prostitution should stay illegal, that it's just too bad. We can't have people out there selling sex for money. Now, of course, it's totally fine to go out and be taken out to a nice dinner and a movie and then give up some sexual encounter, but that's not prostitution. No, not at all.
Well, now that Tiger Direct's taking Bitcoins, it looks like BitcoinStore.com's got some direct competition.
I thought you were going to try to tie Tiger Direct into the prostitution story. Okay, very good.
I don't know how to do that segue. No. I wasn't really thinking of that one. Give me a minute. But
wasn't even a segue. It was just a ram right into it. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to think about the Bitcoin Store library here. So Bitcoin Store, more than 500,000 consumer electronics devices and items ready for immediate shipment. You can go there to BitcoinStore.com, get great prices because there's no markup. No markup on consumer electronics devices.
Unlike Tiger Direct.
Now, honestly, I've seen prices from Tiger Direct that are in some cases lower, but Bitcoin Store is lower in other cases.
Well, they may have different distributors or vendors or whatever. You know, I heard an interview with the proprietor over at Bitcoin Store, and he was saying that one of the things that he created Bitcoin Store, besides to give people a way to spend Bitcoins on real-life items, was to encourage other companies to enter into the Bitcoin market. Companies like Tiger Direct and Amazon and Newegg to look at what they were doing at Bitcoin Store and say to themselves, crap, we're missing out on all that business. Essentially, they're leaving money on the table that could be spent at their business by not taking Bitcoins. And so I bet if we were to talk to the owner, he'd be happy that Tiger Direct.
Oh, I'm sure he's thrilled. Go to BitcoinStore.com to find likely the best prices, among the best prices for consumer electronics devices in Bitcoin.
Yeah, and free shipping over $100 purchases.
I think that the shipping probably does separate Bitcoin Store from Tiger Direct, because with Bitcoin Store, you don't have to give them your real name.
That's true.
I didn't give them my name when they had the computer shipped. I gave them the name of a business.
They don't care who you are. They just care whether or not you're going to send them Bitcoins.
You've already been paid. They've already been paid.
Your mailman's like, you have a package for Daffy Duck.
Yep, totally. So the story here from ElPasoTimes.com is about a probation officer. Now, this is a man at the probation department in El Paso. He's actually a juvenile probation officer. So
wow.
It's his job to work with teenagers.
To intimidate teenagers in many cases.
Right, so he's got a position where he's actually interacting with teenagers that are on probation. So he's basically kind of like a guardian, you know. He's like telling them, you can't do this, you can't do that, I'm checking up on you.
Yeah, he
you know,
owns
you, you
them.
have to be here at this time, you have to be here at that time.
Right. And if I catch you doing something you're not supposed to be doing, you're going to violate your probation, and we're going to take you and we're going to put you into whatever program it is. Up here in New Hampshire, they have something called placement. So that's where they are removed from their parents' custody and put into some sort of state-run hell.
Right. So
basically,
this probation officer has a lot of power.
Yeah. And he can use that. Now, they don't go into detail on exactly how, you know, many young ladies or males that he's forced into sex slavery, but that's exactly how he would be able to do it. He would be able to say, look, young lady, with one swipe of my pen, I can have you ordered into placement. Now, look, you don't want to go there. There's people there that are going to hurt you. There's girls there that are going to stab you, and it's a very scary place. Now, if you don't want me to do that, here's what you're going to do. You're going to come out with me this weekend. We're going to go to the motel, and you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do with these guys, okay? If you don't do it, then you're going to placement.
Nothing new to you.
I mean, that's how it's going to work, because he has this power over her, and because he's an agent of the government, you know, you can't really go against him.
Right. Who are you going to call?
Right. He's the person that you would call.
Prosecutors allege that women and teenage girls were held against their will. They say he was working with the Folk Nation Gangster Disciples Street Gang, forcing both teenage girls and women into sex slavery. He threatened them and possibly would beat them if they did not work as prostitutes. Now, they're saying this was just a gang in general that would do this. The prostitution was advertised as escort services on the Internet, and the sex took place in motels and in the homes of the Johns, according to the court documents. In one case, a 16-year-old girl was lured when she went with a high school friend to an El Paso motel room to, quote, make some money, unquote, according to a criminal complaint affidavit filed by an FBI agent. There were 4 to 5 men in that hotel room, including one known as Memphis. And Memphis is a gentleman named Dion Memphis Lockhart, one of the suspected gang members. Now, in this hotel room, the girl said that the man gave her marijuana, held her against her will, had her pose for photos for a website, and forced her to have sex with a man at the motel. In the days that followed, the girl was forced to have sex for money with 5 to 6 men every day. And the men paid $100 for 30 minutes with the girl, or $180 per hour. The document alleges that Lockhart used the money that he obtained from her prostitution to customize his car.
This is just disgusting, you know? Like, these scumbags, you know, they're just, they view these poor, you know, girls as just property or as just a thing to make money off of, and they just have no care for, you know, their well-being. It's really disgusting.
Now, they don't say here whether the girls were given any sort of compensation for their acts. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. In another case, a woman said Gray assaulted her. He held her against, now they're citing all these people who are kind of gang members. This juvenile probation officer was one of them. His name was McCullough. So we don't actually hear too much about exactly what he did, but they do say that he was involved in this. One of the gang members assaulted her, held her against her will, and forced her to have sex with about 10 men over 2 days in July. The woman had met Gray socially, but she said she was afraid to escape because the group allegedly threatened her family. Now, this is a common method for whether it's girls in the Ukraine or wherever it is we're talking about here, wherever the kidnappings actually occur. They'll say to them, and again, whether they're adult women or they're teenagers, they will say to them, look, you try to escape, because they will have opportunities to escape. Try to escape, we know where your family lives, and we're going to kill your sister, or we're going to kill your mom, or whatever. And that's enough. That's usually more than it is enough to scare somebody into just going along with whatever it is that they're told to do. And that's horrifying.
Yeah, it's really sad.
In March, El Paso police arrested reputed gang members Curie Hakeem Knowles and Grant Rutledge, both 24, after responding to a call of a man with a gun at the Super 8 Motel. A woman told police Knowles held her against her will for about a week, cut her arms with a razor blade, and forced her to have sex with others for money. When the woman tried to escape and ran into another room, Knowles allegedly dragged her out of the room, beat her, and forced her into a car. The woman was taken to the desert, where she was assaulted again. The men were arrested, and the woman was rescued when the three returned to the motel while police were at the scene investigating the disturbance. Knowles and Rutledge are scheduled to go on trial in March on federal charges of forced prostitution. The criminal complaint against the probation officer was not immediately available on Tuesday. It's not known if the charges against him are linked to his job as a juvenile probation officer. So, really, they don't know much about his involvement in the case, but he has been indicted. That's
it's
all
unlikely we'll hear that much about it, frankly, because
the department will cover for him.
This just isn't the kind of thing that the media likes to report on. They don't want to tell you that your government, look, when you support the government, it can turn on you in a moment.
So we'll come back with more here in a moment. But it's just a few bad apples. This was one probation officer. It's not like there's another story published within the last 2 months out of Washington, D.C. about a police officer who's been running a prostitution ring. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla, can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there. Check out Marcus's website, or one of his sites, probably the most noteworthy, which is BrainlessTales.com.
Yeah, that's my daily webcomic. I publish a single-panel comic every day. So you can just go to Brainless Tales and check it out. You can like it on Facebook or, you know, Twitter. So Ian's looking at today's, which is The Adventures of Highbrow and Lowbrow. They've made a few appearances before, and they're back.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, I've never seen these characters. I one of them says, I enjoy early jazz. I really like Duke Ellington and his orchestra. And the other one, who looks very, very disheveled in comparison, says, Oppa Gangnam Style.
Yes, and the one guy, he's taller and very well kept, and he's got his brow is very high.
Of course, I enjoyed the Gangnam Style song.
Yeah, the Gangnam Style.
It is a good song. It's fun.
All right, so go and check it out, BrainlessTales.com, a new one every single day, 7 days a week, and always will put a smile on my face. I would expect the same thing of yours.
Marcus, I should be back about the time you're back on the show. It's going to be a couple weeks till you're back on the show. It's going to be a couple weeks till I'm back
you
on the show.
You are going jet-setting.
I'm going to Miami.
And then elsewhere.
And then, right, and then I'm going to take a little vacation with the wife, and we're going to, you know, not so bad to be in Miami in January. I'm going for the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Miami Beach Convention Center. There's going to be hundreds of Bitcoiners there. Just trying to sort of direction set, taking the currency from speculation to mainstream. It's going to be a lot of the big names. I'm excited. I will be doing a little bit of emceeing there. There'll be Tony Gallippi from BitPay. He's going to be there. Roger Ver, known as Bitcoin Jesus. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. Jason King from Sean's Outpost. Charlie Lee, creator of Litecoin. Several others. You can get your tickets at btcmiami.com, and if you're a merchant, you can get there's free classes to teach you how to take bitcoins. They're sponsored by BitPay. So btcmiami.com if you want to come out and see me.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, the Bitcoin conference we went to last year was great, and this is almost a year later from that, and so there's been so many advances and so many really exciting announcements in the Bitcoin universe just within the last month. I mean, with Overstock and now Tiger Direct taking Bitcoin. I mean, who knows who's next is really the big question.
Yeah.
So, back to the police in this case. We're talking about sex slavery. It's a pretty uncomfortable topic, but it's a real one because there really are young ladies and some men, I imagine, that are being sold into sex slavery. They're being forced, in a lot of cases, into sex slavery, and in some cases, by the police. The first story was from El Paso, where a juvenile probation officer has been involved in forcing teenage young ladies and also adult women into slavery, but he's not the only one.
You know, this guy, he's a juvenile probation officer, and that just scares me. It scares me when the government is involved and has power over young people, because young people, you know, they are not free yet, right? They're still under control of a lot of people, and it just scares me that government agents have this control and power over young people. It's a very dangerous place. In some instances, the people who have the power are respectable and good, but if they're not, boy, oh, it's just bad news.
Well, right. They're given automatic respect because of the badge and the position, and that generally doesn't result in anything good. Respect is something that should be earned,
right?
And if it has not been earned, you've got all kinds of problems. And that's what the problem is here.
In this case, if you don't do what this guy says, he can ruin your life even more. Because usually the teenager's in trouble for some sort of dumb teenage indiscretion, shoplifting, or getting caught with cigarettes, or something like that. Something that is not uncommon for teenagers to do.
Plenty of teenagers doing much worse crimes, but you're talking about juvenile probation here, so it's unlikely that the juvenile... Mostly if it's a major crime...
If you commit murder, you're getting charged as an adult.
You're getting charged as an adult, which I think is silly, too. I mean, you know, how in the world are you going to have charge juveniles as an adult? They're either an adult or a juvenile.
So some will say it's just a few bad apples, but if it's just a few bad apples, why is it so easy to find these bad apples? It seems like they're all over the damn place. Here's another one from WJLA.com out of D.C. Almost a very similar story. A D.C. police officer has been alleged to have been pimping a number of teenage girls from his southeast D.C. apartment, according to documents filed in U.S. District Court on Wednesday. Now, this story is just a few weeks older than the one that we just shared with you. I've actually been holding on to it in show prep. The unnamed officer is the one whose apartment was searched throughout Wednesday, search during which sources say police were able to locate a teenage girl who had been reporting missing by her family.
Oh, boy.
This man had a girl in his apartment, keeping her there.
Imprisoned.
Yeah. He's a police officer. According to documents, the girl was discovered as part of a prostitution ring being run by the cop, who sources say works in Washington's 7th District.
Now, it's amazing how you had this Ariel Castro guy who got huge press.
Oh,
I didn't hear this story.
Oh,
I didn't hear
point.
This story about the cop in D.C.
Ariel Castro, the guy who had imprisoned three women in his home for a number of years.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a terrible guy. He needs the death penalty, blah, blah, blah. And I agree. You know, really difficult to feel bad for Ariel Castro. People don't hear these stories.
Yeah. This probably hasn't gotten much further outside of WJLA and whatever other D.C. news services there are. Whereas Ariel Castro was a national story that headlined the Drudge Report.
Yeah. And for like a week.
Yeah.
So then he went and did the nicest thing a crazy killer or crazy sicko like that has done for America in some time. He killed himself.
Did he kill himself?
Didn't he?
I thought he was killed by people in the jail. I forgot what happened.
He committed suicide.
Case.
Let me go take a look here.
Search warrant filed at the U.S. District Court indicates that the 16-year-old girl who was found inside the apartment on Stanton Road was one of a number of girls the officer was allegedly prostituting. During the early morning search of the home, MPD officers discovered the girl in a back bedroom. She told the officers she had met the suspect about 2 weeks ago, and after several meetings, he had told her that he'd made a date for her with an older man. Well, that date was of a sexual nature, say documents. The teenage girls, who the suspect told the victim that her prostitution name was to be Juicy, was told that she'd be paid $80 for performing sexual acts on the man, and that she was supposed to give 20 of that to the suspect. She also told officers that she had met six other girls inside the Southeast D.C. apartment who had all told her they were being prostituted as well, including with ads posted on Backpage.com. The suspect also...
I love how these news stories do this. Now I know if I want to go find a prostitute where I can do it.
The suspect also allegedly took naked photos of the girls purportedly for use in advertisements for sex. Marijuana, condoms, and a large mirror were also seized from the apartment. Law enforcement officials say the seized mirror had the names of other females who were being prostituted written on it. The unnamed suspect is the second 7th District MPD officer to be charged this week.
Holy cow.
On Tuesday, office just a few bad apples. Though, just yeah. a few. Officer Mark Washington, now this is a different one, was charged with producing child pornography on allegations that he took naked photos of a 15-year-old girl who had been reported missing. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier said in a statement her department would not stand for the conduct of these two officers. She says the misguided actions of a few in no way reflect on the professionalism, dedication, and integrity of the department.
How can it not? What integrity does this department have if these are the people working for it?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the problem is the power, not to me, because obviously people like this are going to be drawn to the power. I wonder, the question you have to ask yourself, if there were two D.C. cops doing this kind of stuff now, I mean, how many departments across the nation is this happening in?
Good question, and I think it's interesting that when questioned about this officer who's been allegedly enslaving teenage girls in his apartment, that Chief Lanier turns it into an opportunity to promote the department's values and how great the department is. Well, don't look at that over here. Let's talk about how wonderful the department is. In fact, going on, community leaders in Southeast D.C. told us there's outrage over why the D.C. officer, who again is unnamed, has yet to be charged with misconduct. What did Chief Lanier say in response? You're going to love this. Share that with you here in a moment. Because, I mean, that's a pretty good question. I mean, they found the girl in his apartment. She said she was enslaved to sell herself for sex, but they haven't charged the guy? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about cops. Acting as, well, slavers. They have they've caught cops in different places in this country just within the last 2 months who've been involved in sex trafficking, forcing young ladies and adult women into sex slavery. Pretty scary stuff. We're going to continue the story here. We'll also take your calls, 855-450-FREE. And you can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Mark, you wanted to talk about the new digest.
Yeah, we've got a listener of the show is helping us by putting together an idea that I've had for a few years now, is taking some of the best segments of Free Talk Live and creating a 60 to 75 minute podcast so that people that don't have 21 hours a week to listen to Free Talk Live can still sort of stay up to date.
This is a great idea. I share that this idea for a long time. I thought, like, wow, because as I would listen to Free Talk Live, I'd think, oh, that'd be great to cut out that part because that was a really great segment and share it with people. So I think it sounds like a fantastic idea.
Now, these are all Benjamin. If people who've listened to the show have heard Benjamin call.
From California.
Yep, one of the Bartholomew brothers. And this is, you know, his idea of what the best segments are. But, you know, hopefully he can tell. He's been listening long enough.
I think he listens all week. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just excited as I could possibly be about this. I think it's going to be great. He actually ponied up the money for the SoundCloud account himself. Mm-hmm. then I compensated him in Bitcoin because that's how much I believe in this. He did it on his own, and then I'm so happy that he's willing to do this work and put this idea out there that I went and paid him back, and he had no idea that was going to happen. So I want everybody to understand how emotionally involved people are in this project, and I think it's going to be great. So where do they go, Ian? You know better than I.
Weekly.freetalklive.com will take you right to that particular SoundCloud channel. It's not. It does not appear on our main SoundCloud channel.
We'll get that done as time goes by and
depends.
You know,
I'm not yet sure whether
delivered.
We're going to get that done.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna. You know, if it's delivered on a regular basis, the content's good. We like everything. Then that.
There's a possibility it could go to the main channel, but I don't know if it will. I'm not sure how I feel about the idea of repeating content on the main channel.
Yeah.
That's been my objection, but I appreciate the
efforts. Do you put
the
promos out on the main channel?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nope. Maybe I do. No, I don't think I do. I haven't done promos in months, so I need to do some promos here again. I have put promos on the main channel. So you make a good point, Mark. I just haven't made a decision on that yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate the effort. I think it's an interesting project, and glad to see that it's happening. Weekly.freetalklive.com is where you can go to download those. And let's continue here with the story from Washington, D.C., where a D.C. police officer who has yet to be named is alleged to have been pimping teenage girls from his apartment. When police raided his apartment, they did locate a 16-year-old girl who said she'd been forced to stay there and have sex with men. Now, she was supposedly getting paid in this particular case, whereas in the last case, it wasn't really clear if the women involved in the forced prostitution were getting paid. She was actually making $60 out of the $80 that she was getting paid, which, you know, that's not a bad take.
Well,
if you're doing
you want to do it.
Yeah, if you're doing it with a threat of violence, that's another thing.
It's just eminent domain at that point.
So going on here with the story, they did ask D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier how she felt about this, and she said that the misguided actions of a few in no way reflect on the professionalism, dedication, and integrity of the department. However, some community leaders in Southeast D.C. says there's outrage in the area, according to WJLA.com, over why the D.C. police officer has yet to be charged with misconduct. Sandra Seegers, who's a local, said they may be protecting one another. I've heard people say that if it was an ordinary citizen, they'd have been arrested by now.
I would think so.
You
absolutely.
Think so? Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
you got a 15-year-old girl locked in an apartment and who claims that
she was missing, by the way.
Missing. A 15-year-old missing young lady who was locked in an apartment and who claims that you've been selling her as a sex slave? Well, I think you could stay out for weeks like that,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
It won't be a problem.
So get this. Police Chief Lanier responds to that accusation by
Puppycock.
Saying, "We are actively trying to determine if there's anything criminal in nature that we can charge the officer with."
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. In one sentence, they're talking about, oh, the integrity of the department. Yeah. And then in the next sentence, they're saying, like, well, we're not so sure that what he did was anything bad or wrong, you know.
Well, that's not what she said. They're actively trying.
They are trying.
Just poring over the laws and trying their hardest to just find something. There's got to be something in here that we can charge this guy.
Well, perhaps we can start under K for kidnapping, P for pimping.
Yeah, you can better believe if this was you, they'd have found five charges right out the gate.
Right. Disorderly conduct.
They'd have you in a jail cell, and they'd be like, yeah, we got a whole bunch of charges.
So, let's see. Another individual locally said, I think eventually the FBI should get involved in this because it could be a bit larger than what we anticipated. And another local says, if all these laws and rules are being broken by those who enforce them, someone needs to do better.
Yeah. Yes.
They haven't listened to Free Talk Live enough. They just haven't seen it happen over and over and over again.
We can just make this better. Somebody, we just need to get somebody in there and they'll do better.
The system isn't working poorly. The system is working exactly as it's always worked for thousands of years. It's working correctly. The king's men have always been able to rape and pillage at their own behest. Only recently have they actually have some kind of damper on that.
Just elect me to police chief. Me, John Smith. I will ferret out all of the corruption in the department. This department is going to change with me in charge.
I like that guy. I think I'll vote for him.
That's right. All right, let's move on here. Robert is on the line. Mark, you've got a somewhat related story. I don't know if we'll get a chance to get to it because Robert is with us in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what do you want to bet if any of them cops, if they're charged and found guilty, we want to bet that none of them will end up on the registration.
Oh, on the sex offender registration. Yeah, are you a sex offender if you're a pimp? Is that, does that qualify you as a sex offender?
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know, because the pimps aren't actually having the sex. They're not, you know, doing anything sexual necessarily. They're just facilitating it.
They probably should consider that.
Good question, though, Robert. Anything else you want to share?
I want to say that I'm sorry I didn't get down there this month to drop off some money for the Robinhooders. I'm almost close to being without a car here. But
that's no good.
I'll get another one.
Well, no worries. I'm sure they'll appreciate it whenever you can get around. Robert does like to, he lives in the area, so he likes to come by the Robin Hooders location and drop off a bunch of nickels, which is always very, very appreciated. And Robert, thanks for your call and time tonight. So, Mark, you've got a story. I actually had this one in my show prep as well. This is a little different. This isn't prostitution necessarily, but it goes to show that police, well, they like to play with themselves, too.
Prosecutors declined to charge an Ohio state trooper with a history of domestic violence who admitted to a sexual encounter with a boy. State trooper Ricky Vite Jr. told his wife that he had watched a pornographic video and masturbated with a boy 5 years ago, according to a report issued by the Sandusky County Sheriff's Office. Now, this is quite some time ago, 5 years. The story's fresh, yes. The investigators said that Vite told his wife he was attempting to teach the boy about sex.
Oh, yeah, that's likely. I'm going to teach you something here.
The reasoning is the fact that he did not want the boy to feel pressured on feeling the need to have sex with someone when he can fix those needs by masturbating to porn. Vite claimed a dresser blocked the view of each other as they masturbated, according to a report. And authorities said he engaged in such activities twice with the boy about 5 years ago.
Now, look, Johnny, you go over there behind that dresser so I can't see you.
I would like to know, who is this? What is the relation of this boy to this office?
They're not real clear on this.
No, and they don't say how old the boy was either.
Yeah, right. They're not really clear. So Vito was also charged with domestic violence in the past, but the prosecutor decided not to present the case to a grand jury because his Vito might have presented an explanation to justify his alleged actions. He might have a good story. Why should we bother with a grand jury? He might have a good story. Marcus, I'm wondering, if the prosecutor had your charges come across his desk, do you think he would just not bring them before a grand jury because you might have a good explanation?
No. I mean, you know, any person that's not part of the government, if they have a reason to believe that they've done something illegal, they're going to bring charges.
Yeah. And neither can this counselor here. I can't imagine a situation where this would be considered appropriate in our culture. If he would have masturbated in the same room as a preteen girl, do you think he would have been prosecuted? I don't know.
Especially if he wasn't a state trooper.
This reeks of homosexuality, for God's sake. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be very interested in knowing what the relationship of the young man was and how old the boy was. Now, they say here, a preteen girl, that suggests they really are talking about a boy.
It does,
and
yeah.
A preteen boy as well. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I guess the guy's going to stay on the force, too. See you tomorrow night.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.